Country Pop FM. Monday edition of the Bob Almanac. And again, a little extra special twist here today. We're giving away Split Rock coffee. You could win some Split Rock coffee. Of course, the coffee you can drink all day. Also, the coffee that sponsors the Bob Almanac, disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee, sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using these beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee, and that results in a perfect flavor, a balance of flavors, and it's not sour on your tummy. Tummy doesn't get sour because of that low acidity. The coffee drinker in my life told me so. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Listen for the Bob Almanac quiz question at the end of today's Bob Almanac quiz. We just played a Charlie Pride Christmas song. We're going to do an official Bob Almanac salute to Charlie Pride, who passed away Saturday at the age of 86. Somebody said somewhere I saw he can now actually kiss an angel good morning now that he's in heaven. Charlie Pride. Gone. Monday, December 14th, 349th day of the year, 17 days remaining. Yeah, the countdown, it's getting hot and heavy. 1903. Now, you hear a lot about the Wright brothers and their successful powered flight. You don't hear so much about their failures. Well, this date, 1903, they made their first attempt at powered flight. But unfortunately, something that even to this day is detrimental to getting into the air. An engine stalling during takeoff. Not good. The plane was damaged in the attempt. They had to repair it. 3 days later, the modern aviation age was born. But this date, the Wright brothers plane failed to take off. 1903. All the way up to 69 now.
Now here are five brothers from Gary, Indiana, ranging in age from 10 to 18. They're a sensational group. Here, the Jackson 5. So let's have a fine
one. Yeah, on the Ed Sullivan Show, 1969, Jackson 5 taking the world by storm, of course, with little Michael up front. There he is. That was the show. If you were on the Ed Sullivan Show, Ed Sullivan Pogrom, part of the really big shoe, you were pretty much set for life. So 1969, same date, 69.
But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn.
Rude taxi.
Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry.
This song was number one.
So kiss me.
Mary Travers and Peter, Paul, and Mary, fantastic job singing, interpreting John Denver's lyrics. 1969, 1977.
Where do you go when the record is over? John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever.
I buy another record is what I do. So John Denver didn't write any songs for that movie or for the Bee Gees, but I would have loved to have seen a John Denver Bee Gees collaboration. They never did it, though. 1977, Saturday Night Fever made its premiere in New York City this date. How about 1980? Let's go to Metropolitan Stadium. We are, as Vikings fans, lamenting yesterday's debacle. But let's remember one of the great highlights in the history of Vikings football.
5 seconds to go. A 20-yard pass, sideline, 15-yard pass, stops the clock with 1 second to go. Field goal would win it.
Up in the air.
Going deep.
They're hoping.
Tip, caught.
Great job.
You're kidding. The Vikings, they win it. Time is run out.
What a comeback for the Vikings. Two-minute Tommy. Tommy Kramer, call him the miracle worker. Forget about Ann Sullivan. It's Tommy Kramer. And this is the man who caught that ball on this date in 1980.
Well, I knew that I may have an opportunity to catch a tip ball. Really, when you're on the outside, you really don't have a chance to make a play on the ball. But what your advantage is you get to see the ball all the way. So I got on the outside of the cornerback, ran down the field, and I saw the ball go, and I saw everybody go to the ball. When I saw everybody go to the ball, I stopped. And at that point, the ball bounced over, got a chance to get a hand on it, and back in the end zone.
Ahmad Rashad made that catch. I prefer the radio call of Ray Scott. Ray Scott is the same guy that said,
because of the sporadic Viking kicking game.
Well, it wasn't sporadic on that day, thankfully. The Vikings were down 23-15 with 2 minutes and 12 seconds left. If not for a Bobby Bryant interception, Vikings wouldn't have gotten the ball back, and the Browns probably could have run it out. Vikings needed 2 scores, no 2-point conversions in the NFL in 1980. So they got a touchdown after that interception. Then they tried an onside kick, didn't work. Got the ball back, forced the Browns to punt. The Vikings had the ball at their own 20 with 14 seconds. And again, they don't get that touchdown without the hook and lateral from Tommy Kramer to Joe Sensor to Ted Brown. They got to the Cleveland 46 with just seconds left to go. And then the squadron right, Hail Mary, Tommy Kramer, and the miracle at the Met this date, 1980. Anybody who's in their upper 40s or older remembers that. I can still remember sitting on the floor in our family room, watching it on our 25-inch RCA console TV, the wood grain, and just biting my fingernails to the nub because of that game. 1980. How about 84? Howard Cosell.
Goodbye!
Said goodbye.
Goodbye!
Not quite like that, but he said goodbye to Monday Night Football. He had said something that wasn't all too good in the 83 season about one of the wide receivers of the Washington Redskins. He thought it was taken out of context, but still that kind of precipitated his leaving of Monday Night Football. Just wasn't the same after that, and it probably never has been since Cosell left. That was 1984. 2003. Oh, where's Virtual Neil, for crying out loud? Where's he
been? I'm ready, Jim.
Where has he been?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
He Here's George W. Bush.
United States military forces captured Saddam Hussein alive. He was found near a farmhouse outside the city of Tikrit.
Hey, he was just sitting there churning butter, and they came across him, guns pointing at him, and they took him into custody. When I saw the coverage of that guy, why are they capturing Victor French? Why in the world? So Saddam Hussein, of course, eventually would be hanged, but that was this day, 2003. And then 5 years later, President Bush was in Baghdad. 5 years later.
But let me talk about the guy throwing the shoe. It is one way to gain attention. It's like going to a political rally and having people yell at you. It's like driving down the street and have people not gesturing with all 5 fingers.
A shoe was thrown at our president on this date in Baghdad. It turns out the guy who threw the shoe thought it wasn't the president, thought it was the guy who sold him the shoes, and they were the wrong size. He was just trying to return it, and that's how they return shoes, and that's how they return merchandise in the Middle East. I don't know if you knew that. They just throw it at the people at the store. That's why they have all this plexiglass and protective gear and everything at the customer service at Target there in Baghdad. So that was this day, 2008. Big deal in 2017.
It's for major deal for Disney and 21st Century Fox, as well as consumers. The new combined company will include Fox's movie and TV studios and cable networks. Huh? And together, the two companies will have 46 million subscribers around the world.
Wow, Disney, they were pretty big already, and then they swallow up parts of 21st Century Fox. That was this date, 2017. I don't know if she said it or not, but $52.4 billion. And then a year ago,
one of the L.A. area's most famous estates has been sold for, wait for it, $150 million. That makes it the priciest residential sale in California history.
Yeah, the Bel Air property is known as Chartwell to some, but to others, it's the Beverly Hillbillies Mansion.
Yeah, the Beverly Hillbillies Mansion, $150 million, 2019. Were we still doing the wait for it thing in 2019? I always thought that California news were kind of ahead of the curve, but I didn't know we were still doing the wait for it back 2019. I know certainly 2020, it's pretty done. Let's move on to birthdays. Again, we're going to do an almanac quiz. We're giving away Split Rock Coffee here on Bob because Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day, is sponsoring the Bob Almanac. You know that, right, Neil?
I'll look that up.
Well, I don't know if you need to look that up. I think it's right here in front of me. Neil will be back, of course, tomorrow. Virtual Neil doing his best. This is the lightest living birthday day of the year. Any day of the year. We don't have a whole lot here, but let's go to the Sanford and Son Junkyard here for this first one.
Oh. You know that soul food smells like hammer hocks and black-eyed rice.
That's ham hocks and black-eyed peas.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we'll see you later.
He was one of the two cops on Sanford and Son. We talked about it last week with Neil. You know, some of the side players on there had your Rollo and your Grady and your Julio. And then the two cops, Smitty and Hoppy and sometimes Swanee. Hal Williams was one of those cops, and he's 82 today. He was also the husband of Marla Gibbs on 227, Sergeant Ross on Private Benjamin. He was on the Waltons, recurring role there. Hal Williams, happy birthday today. From Tony Orlando and Don, one of my favorite groups of the 1970s.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Got your Tony Orlando, you got your Thelma Hopkins, and Dee Wallace Stone, one half of Don. Tony Orlando and Don, she's 72 here today. Elliot's mom.
Elliot! Sit down.
And she wasn't all too happy what Elliot had to say there, and Elliot saw E.T. They didn't believe him until later. And that's Dee Wallace Stone, the mom from E.T. She also got attacked by a big dog. She tried to hide in a Ford Pinto, as I remember. I think it was a Pinto, wasn't it? Not sure. My memory serves me that it was a Pinto, which was the last place that she should have. Maybe she thought that it would blow up and then that would also kill Cujo, but then she would have a hard time surviving as well. Not sure. The Howling is another one for her. Dee Wallace Stone is 72. Let's do the Gone But Not Forgottens. For once, we have more audio for the Gone But Not Forgottens than we have for living birthdays. That's just how odd today is, and Neil's nowhere here to enjoy it. He would have loved this. Nostradamus, the prophet, the physician, the astrologer. Don't bother wrapping his Christmas gifts. He already knows what they are. Nostradamus, some say Nostradamus. 1503, he has predicted some events in the future. They're somewhat vague. They can be deciphered as being a certain, like 9/11 and the Twins winning the 87 World Series are two of the ones that kind of pop up, and the rise of Hitler and Saddam and some other things. Nostradamus, 1503. We have some famous aunts or aunts, right? We have Aunt Esther, speaking of Sanford and Son, Auntie M, Aunt Harriet from Batman, could never figure out that they were Batman and Robin. They were always going fishing, but never had a fishing pole. There's Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince, and of course, Aunt B.
You know, I've changed my mind. I think I've hit on just the right recipe. Going to enter the competition after all.
You are?
Oh, ribbon. Yes, sir. I'm going to enter these pickles.
These?
These.
Did Aunt B ever show up and go, expired, expired, expired? I bet you she did. I bet you she was over at Barney's house every day checking on those good dates in the fridge. Frances Bouvier, Aunt B, 1902. Maury Amsterdam's a funny guy.
What happens when you let your wife go shopping? She comes home with a rotten tie and a has-been comedy writer.
Now, buddy, that's not nice. How would you like to be called a has-been?
Oh, buddy, he'll never be a has-been. He'll always be a never-was.
Look who's talking. Been in the business 20 years, he's still a what-is-it.
Richard Deacon with a cameo, along with Dick Van Dyke and Sally Rogers, of course, Rose Marie, Maury Amsterdam. What an ensemble cast there, 1908.
Fast talking, slow walking, good-looking boy, fast round.
Before the Silver Fox was a Silver Fox, he was doing R&B and kind of rockabilly. Mohair Sam pulled this one out of the archives. Deep, deep in the archives. You don't know what else I found that deep in the Bob archives. So Charlie Rich, what a performer, 1932. Well, we've got some good music here today. We've got some great music. How about this one from the Drifters, the man singing lead on Under the Boardwalk, Johnny Moore.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof.
He wasn't their original lead singer, he was in the background, and then Lewis, was the one who passed away, and then he took over, sang this one, 1934. TV theme time.
What a crazy pair. But
TV theme time.
Identical cousins.
identical cousins, because that's a real thing, right? The Patty Duke Show. Patty Duke Aston is married to Gomez Adams.
Where Kathy adores a minuet.
The ballet Russe and Crepe Suzette.
Patty Duke Aston, I think she gave birth to a hobbit, if I'm not mistaken, right? Patty Duke Aston, 1946. And Bill Buckner, great baseball player, should be remembered for far more than just the little play down the bag. It gets through Buckner. Bill Buckner, 1949, baseball star, Cubs and Red Sox, most notably Bill Buckner. They're now gone, but not forgotten, Neil.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Not forgotten. Thank you. Neil will be back tomorrow, so we'll pick up the spirits. We'll pick up the pace a little bit on the Bob Almanac. And he's also not here for the Split Rock Coffee Bob Almanac quiz. So we're giving away some Split Rock Coffee. You have to come here and pick it up at the Bob Studios. This is the question, and we'll take the first caller with the correct answer, okay? First caller with the correct answer. Going back to the almanac, this date in history portion of today's almanac, just before the birthdays, we talked about the Beverly Hillbillies mansion in California, the most expensive property ever sold in California, by the way. How much did it sell for on this date 1 year ago? I think I clearly said it. I think they also said it in the news report. Wait for it. The Wait for It report, we'll call it. The mansion, Beverly Hillbillies, how much did it sell for? 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. You have to call in. We do not take texts for this. Call in the correct answer. I want to talk to somebody. I want to make sure you're a coffee drinker, and you'll win if you know the answer. And that's today's Bob Almanac.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KBGY.